So I turned around and saw Mr. Capuzzo, with his back to me, walking away from his coffin. And I screamed.
And I came running.
Where exactly were you at the time?
When I heard that scream? Actually, I think I was about right here.
Doing what?
I was on my way to the office, coming back from the front door. I had just shown that cop out of the building.
The cop?
Yeah, the cop who came here to ask me some questions about today. The one who seemed skeptical when I said I didn't know why Susan wanted to shoot me.
An OCCB detective, right?
Lucky sat bolt upright and met my gaze as the penny dropped.
An OCCB detective?
He wasn't there for you, Alberto.
Who was he?
Not the Latino cop you mentioned. This guy had an Irish name. It was a redhead. I don't remember...
Quinn. Detective Andrew Quinn.
Hey, yeah, that was the name. Quinn. You know him?
Quinn.
Lucky fell back against his seat as he looked darkly at Nellie.
Same guy.
First Nellie, now this.
It can't just be coincidence.
What can't be a coincidence?
Max looked from Lucky to Nellie to me.
What is the significance of Detective Quinn?
It's why we left the scene of the shooting so suddenly today. We came looking for you. We didn't understand exactly what it meant, but we were pretty sure it was a big deal.
What was a big deal?
After Susan was arrested and things were calming down a little, Detective Quinn walked past Nellie and Lucky. That was all, just walked past them.
Didn't come close to us, didn't even look in our direction.
And Nellie went berserk. She tried to attack Quinn.
What?
John looked at Nellie, who rolled over onto her back, asking to have her belly scratched.
Nellie?
At the sound of her name, her tail wagged.
God alone knows what would have happened if Lucky hadn't kept such a firm grip on her. She acted like she was prepared to rip out Quinn's heart.
This Nellie?
The Chens knew her and were well aware of her gentle, friendly temperament, as well as her tendency to drool, shed, and chew on other people's belongings.
How did Detective Quinn react?
Like any normal person would when a dog Nellie's size suddenly gets aggressive. He looked startled, gave her a wide berth, and kept on going where he was going, the other end of the street.
She couldn't take her eyes off the guy. Even after he was about 50 yards away from us, she just kept staring and growling, and the look in her eyes.
And now this. Quinn shows up here for a few minutes, and the next thing you know, Mr. Capuzzo's corpse tries to go walkabout. Max, there's something really wrong about this guy.
Wait a minute. You think that just because Max's dog doesn't like him?
She ain't just a dog. Nellie is a mystical familiar who entered this dimension to confront evil.
Okay.
The only other times I have ever seen her behave that way, she was confronting evil.
Have you ever had a corpse hop out of its coffin here before?
No, of course not. Have we?
Of course not.
And then it happens for the first time only a few minutes after Quinn comes here. Quinn, who Nellie thinks is evil. No, that's not just coincidence.
So there's a weird, or maybe evil cop in the NYPD? Not to sound cynical, but that's not exactly unprecedented.
John!
What?
There's more to it than that.
What is it, my dear?
Quinn is Lopez's new partner. They're together every day, in dangerous situations, with loaded weapons. Lopez probably trusts him.
Ah, I understand.
If I'm right, and Quinn is evil, then Lopez is in danger. Very serious danger.